Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It is 8:33, as you would have heard in the headlines. Cambridgeshire and Peterborough has been designated an enhanced response area for COVID-19. More people over the age of 60 are beginning to fall ill, and also worries about the impact on the NHS as we head closer to winter. As always, on a Monday, Phil Rogers is here to digest some of the numbers. And morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Julian.
And how is all of that translating into the stats this week?
Well, the really dramatic thing that we've seen in the last week is quite a sharp rise in the number of people in hospital at Addenbrookes with COVID. The week before last, that was sort of hovering around 25, 30. And in the last week, it shot up to 50, which is the biggest increase we've seen for quite a long time.
Yeah, I'm looking at your graph here, which I think people can find on your Twitter page if they want to go and have a look, at Phil Rogers, Rogers with a D. And there is definitely, you can see the blue line, which you've plotted the inpatient wards with, just, racing up. But certainly there's been a steady increase over the last few weeks.
Yes, that's right. It's been trending up for a little while, but last week it really seems to be taking off. There is some good news, though, which is the number of people who are actually in intensive care has fallen slightly, and we're seeing mainly non-critical patients who are contributing to this latest increase.
I wonder what the reason behind that is. Is it because obviously we know that if you're vaccinated, yes, okay, you might still end up getting COVID, but the implications of getting COVID are a little bit better. So is that having some effect, or is it this delay that sometimes happens whereby you only realise, a couple of weeks later when numbers may be falling, but at the same time hospital cases are going up?
Well, there's generally a delay between cases going up and hospitalizations going up because it takes a while for people to become sick enough to go to hospital. And certainly the vaccines do reduce the chance of you being hospitalized and unfortunately of dying. But the there's also the effect that better treatments are now available. We understand more about how to treat it, so that's possibly helping to keep people out of intensive care a bit. But we are still seeing number of hospitalisations up quite a bit.
Talk to us, Phil, about what's going on specifically with the number in Cambridge and in the region. We've been talking in the news today, actually, that the county, Cambridgeshire, Peterborough, has been designated an enhanced response area because the numbers are quite wild in parts of the area. East Cambridgeshire, currently with the highest rate of infections in the county at 622 per 100,000 people. We know that the average for England is 436. Cambridge, at the lowest, 325.
Yes, that's right. It really is a kind of picture of two different areas within Cambridgeshire. So Cambridge City itself is actually quite a bit lower than the average for England, whereas the rest of the county, so East Cam, South Cam, Fenland, Peterborough, Huntingdonshire, they're all higher than the England average. Though the better news is that they have actually been trending down a little bit over the last week or two. We haven't seen quite so much of a trend down in Cambridge yet, but let's hope we're going to get that too.
I've never quite understood, Cambridge has been at times has been the highest in the county, yet now there is, a significant, clear water, if you like, between Cambridge and even the national average. And I don't know, has anyone come up with an explanation for that?
Well, I think a big part of it is to do with which age groups are seeing the highest number of cases. So back in November last year in Cambridge, we saw quite a sharp spike among the students, but we're really not seeing that, at least so far this term. We've had the figures for week three, which was kind of the week before last, and the university tested about 5,000 students. So they found about 15 cases, but that was half of what they found the week before that. So we're really not seeing the spike amongst the students this year that we had last year so far.
And we've got children going back to school this week, most schools at least, after a week or so off for half term. Is that likely to translate into the figures at any point in the near future? Or are the vaccinations, which are happening for some over 12s likely to have an impact there?
Well, part of the enhanced response area means that there's going to be more of a push on vaccination. Part of it is just more messaging, and there may also be some more measures in schools. There are some discussions going on with the Department for Education, and it's not clear exactly what's going to come out of that, but possibly we'll see a return to bubbles. It's not clear at this stage, but that's definitely being thought about, I think. The school numbers have really been up and down quite a lot. They're still higher for the school age groups than for other age groups, but currently they're trending down. We'll see if that continues. It does take a while for the numbers to feed through because the tests have to be taken and all the results have to come back and so forth. So we're not quite seeing the effect of half term yet, but that'll come through in the next few days.
Okay, well, thank you as always, Phil, for your contribution on that. I do urge people to take a look at Phil's graphs. He wants you to take a look and see it really, you know, crystallise. And I always enjoy these visual representations of things, and that works out well. So at Phil Rogers, Rogers with a D, on Twitter is where you'll find that. And Phil, as always, thank you very much.
Thank you, Phil.
We'll speak to you next Monday.
Thank you. It's always fun doing graphs on the radio.
The pictures are so much better. Thanks very much, Phil.
Live and local.
Across your workday.
Cambridge 105 Radio.